Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
And a high fly ball, deep right field. This one's way back. Bye-bye baseball. Jake Bowers goes big fly at the big A.
All right, Brewers broadcaster Lane Griddle is with us from sunny San Diego, besides Milwaukee, maybe the greatest city in America. Lane, thank you so much for being with us.
John, you have a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Wow, that is so nice.
My goodness.
That would be the nicest thing anyone's
Anchorman,
ever said to
San
me.
Anchorman, San Diego.
Yes,
San Diego,
I know.
Anchorman.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I love that. It. All right, now I
That's
get it.
That's fantastic. All right, Lane, this is you yesterday, and then I'm going to ask you about it.
Miz kicks the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 102. A half-hearted effort out of Roden, and that is strikeout number 200 on this season for Jacob Mizorowski.
The Miz does it, the second fastest in Major League history, the fastest ever by a Brewer. Is he clearly laying the front runner for the Cy Young at this point?
Yeah, very much so. I saw something today that he has like the third highest odds for National League MVP and the only pitcher that's in that conversation. So I don't know that is really, you know, in the picture for him. But from a Cy Young standpoint, he's absolutely the front runner right now. When he got his 200th strikeout, and obviously it's the first time he's done that in his big league career, Jeff made mention of the fact that he didn't throw the ball out of play. And a lot of times with a marquee moment like that, you're going to throw the ball out of play and keep it for later. And I said, well, he's just waiting for his 300th strikeout because with Miz, you put nothing past him. I don't know that he's going to get to 300, but 255 led the league last year with Garrett Crochet. He's going to go way past that this year.
Wow. Okay, so I saw that Cooper Pratt was injured with a hamstring. Ortiz also has muscle strain in his upper part of his back. Which one is worse? Which one do you think will be out soon on the field?
Well, Cooper's on the IL, so that's the one you're the most concerned about because they did put him on the IL. They're going to give him the time he needs to get that. Hamstrings are tricky, right? You have to give them time and give him a runway to take his time before he comes back because you don't want to re-aggravate it and come back too soon. So that one's certainly concerning. I think they'll be very conservative with it because they're in a great spot at 30 games above 500. They are in a dogfight in the Central with the Cubs, though, but you can err on the side of being conservative in that regard. Joey's still active, so he has not been put on the injured list. I think that's a good sign. That so far he's still active, and hopefully in the next day or two, he's going to be able to get back out there. I would think that would be the hope for Joey Ortiz.
All right, Lane, here's another great call.
Big spot for D.L. Hall here in the 10th inning. And a pitch driven out to right, going back is Lara at the track at the wall. Lara leaps, and he made the catch, banging up against the wall. Tagging from second is Lewis. He will get to third. My goodness, what a catch by Luis Lara out and right.
Our friend Lane on that call as well, I thought Murph said it very interestingly when he said, you know what, he's not where he wants to be at the plate yet, but that's hard when you come up, that'll come. How elite is his defense, Lane?
I think it's going to be better than what we've seen so far, too. I really do believe that. He is a kid that has a ton of potential. I love the at-bats that he gives you at the plate. Yeah, I think there's more in there offensively, but he gives you a pretty mature at-bat, most at-bats. And defensively, there's sometimes, especially because, you know, he's really more of a center fielder than a right fielder, but he's got the ability to play right. Some of his routes can be a little interesting. He made that great catch earlier in the game before the one we just listened to, and the route wasn't the greatest, but he still just has the talent to overcome it and make that great catch anyway. He's just going to keep getting better. This kid is very young and scratching the surface, and I think the thing that you see from Luis Lara beyond the ability and you know, this ceiling that I think allows him to be a really special talent in this organization that the Brewers fans can be excited about is that I think he's the right kind of competitive kid. What he did in that 10th inning with that catch basically went through the wall. I mean, I'm surprised there wasn't a hole in the screen out in right field as hard as he went into it. That's a guy that gets it, that understands what it means to be a Brewer and play Brewers baseball. And that's why the Brewers have the best record in the big leagues, because they have a collection of guys, not just 26 on the active roster. You can go down the list, 40 to 50 guys that are all bought into playing the game a certain way.
Where are you right now, Lane?
I'm in the booth in San Diego.
Oh, so, he's in the booth. I don't know if you're going to be in yet.
I can show it to you. I'm going to go upside down with the iPad. I don't know how that worked, but there's
Ooh.
The field.
Oh, wow.
San Diego, wow. Amazing.
Yeah, everybody just went on a roller coaster ride that was watching the screen.
We like it. All right, one more question. Padres, kind of hungry for the playoffs, trying to make sure they get to the playoffs. How good is this Padres team?
Yeah, they're a good team. They were very active at the deadline. They added a couple of really nice pitchers, Robbie Ray and Casey Mize. We're going to see both of them in this series. Casey Mize tonight, his first start with the Padres did not go well, but the Brewers saw him when he was with the Tigers back in April, and he was pretty tough on the Brewers. He's a guy that is kind of a fly ball type of pitcher, so I think he profiles well in this ballpark, and he'll be a challenge tonight for the Crew. Padres team's got a great back of the bullpen with Adrian Morejon and Mason Miller, so you need to get ahead of them early, because if they have the lead in the seventh or eighth innings, life's going to be pretty tough on you.
And they luck out. They don't have to face the Miz, but the Miz setting up for the Dodgers, that's going to be a special series at the end of the week, isn't it?
Yeah, four-game series in L.A., and the Dodgers are not playing great baseball right now. Now, you don't expect that to last forever. They're a great team. They're an elite team. Everybody understands that just because they've had this struggle here. I think they've lost 7 of 8 now. But they're going to be fine, and they're going to be there in the end, and everybody understands that. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun this weekend to see Miz make a start against the Frank Henderson as well, who goes tonight for the Crew. We'll have to come back, I would think, on Sunday and pitch against the Dodgers. So this is going to be fun.
How amazing is it that everything was sold out this past weekend, Lane?
Yeah, the crowds were incredible. I mean, this is what winning does and putting out a great product does. It's not just the winning. It's the way the Brewers play. I think it draws people to this team. Everywhere we go, you talk to the other broadcasters or people from the other side, and they just say, man, I just love watching your team play. I mean, everybody talks about that because they play a brand of baseball that not every other team in the big leagues is bought into or can get their guys to play. And so it is fun. And I think it brings a lot of people out. This is kind of the sweet spot of the season where everybody's trying to get to games before they get back to school. So that was cool. I would expect huge crowds again on this upcoming homestand when we get back to.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle with us from the booth in San Diego. Such good stuff. Have a great call tonight, Lane.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.